When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What do we got? Dave, I know this isn't your guy, so I'm guessing it's not about him.
No, it is not Ponies? About Bruce. No, it's got to be about the Hulkster today. This is Bruce singing a song called The Wrestler. So we've got songs tied to wrestling as well as a couple specific to the Hulkster and Hulkamania.
We've added another guest, Jim Brunzel.
Yeah.
He's going to join us on Hulk Hogan. This movie was really good, by the way. With Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, who was the Taya Leone? Was she a love interest? No.
Who was it again?
Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I picture it. But it's, yes, tremendous movie.
Really good. By the way, talking about a person who, let's say in his 20s and 30s looked one way, and then by the time he was 50 and was unrecognizable, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Mickey. You know, some people just never age. Mickey. Very, very handsome man.
Marissa Tomei.
That's exactly right. Derek Thompson is despicable.
That's fair.
He's despicable. What he did was vile. How he handled it when he basically was, do I have to stay here after when he was arrested? He was bothered. He thought, that's fine, Derek. You were driving 110 miles an hour rental car in the town you live in, by the way. You get off when you're fleeing, try to not slow down, blow a stoplight going at a crazy high speed, and you kill 5 girls/young women between the ages of 17 and 20. Great friends. They've grown up together. And their lives ended because you're a selfish bleep. Again, got a pattern. Look at what happened in California. Again, I don't really get sometimes what's admissible and what's not admissible. And I get it. They make the ruling. But you can look and see a pattern because he was arrested and served time for something similar out there. I keep getting knocked off the Wi-Fi. Is this it? Is this Brad's way of saying it's been an okay run?
It's a slow burn. Yeah.
What? Tomorrow the fob's not going to work?
Well, I think the light in your office won't work.
Well, that doesn't work. So.
The light still works. The office itself doesn't.
So Derek Thompson, who killed 5 young women. Of course, he denied, after in the federal case where he was found guilty of 15 felonies, all of a sudden he did the switcheroo. No, I really wasn't driving.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't driving. And then his brother said, yeah, you were driving. You were driving. He was all of a sudden out of nowhere. I'm sorry. I drove. I made mistakes. When he didn't act that way at all.
Yeah.
Since this accident, since the murders of 5 individuals happened. And he's sentenced today to 59 years in prison. 5 consecutive third-degree murder sentences. This was a 2023 crash. He spoke for the first time. Begged for forgiveness. Saying he never wanted to go to trial but had no choice. Okay. Again, like the other day, I asked Joe Thompson. Yesterday, about the crazy ramblings and writings of Vance Belter. Do you give him any credibility? Joe Thompson said, none. Derek Thompson, here's how much credibility I'm giving you. I'm done. He turned to the gallery. I'm reading a story from my friend Jeff Day. Turned to the gallery filled with family members and friends of the victim and said he was sorry for what he did. There's not a day I don't ask God why he didn't take me instead and let your beautiful angel still be here. Again, those words sound good. But now, when you've been found guilty on all these counts, we don't have charges yet in the federal case. Now this is the time when you're finally going to be accountable. Just say, hey, I'm hoping to say some sweet things here so the judge lessens my sentence. Just, if you're going to act one way the entire time, and then now this is when you're trying to show some empathy and some kindness and some accountability. When individuals act that way for years, Dave, and then all of a sudden at that time, I almost want the judge to say, you know, shut up.
Too late.
Shut up. We all can see what you're doing. Among the comments, he was called, when the families were speaking, loser, inhumane person, lack of remorse, whose decisions led to the crash were anything but an accident. One of the older sisters said, I hope reality suffocates you for the rest of your life. You should never know freedom again. You should never know peace. Again, just a reminder, the only defense he presented was that his brother was driving the car. And then funny, the prosecutor called the brother, who was testified not in the car, but his brother was driving. Thompson's attorney said the sentences should be concurrent, because it was a single act involving multiple victims and was not intentional murder. He said there wasn't a single case in state history that showed five consecutive sentences for murder. Good, let's make an exception.
Now there is.
They offered him, at one point, a deal. If he pleaded guilty to five counts of criminal vehicular homicide, he would be sentenced between 32 and 38 years. Minnesota, if good behavior... I have no idea if he would have lived up to good behavior. Supervised release after 21 to 25 years. I think that would have been awful. I think that's awful that was a possibility. And I get it. The courts are filled. You're busy. They're overwhelmed. But if he would have been in a position, and obviously, what's he thinking? By turning down the opportunity for 21 to 25 years when he had no defense. Zero. He should never take a breath of free air again. And when you add the federal sentencing, he probably won't. Just awful. What do you want to say?
No, he got what he deserves. Just stay in there. That's fine.
That's it.
You're 60 years, you know, 59. You know, when Joe would always tell us, Friedberg, okay, you serve about 2/3 of it. So let's say it's going to be about 40 years.
Yeah. We still got the federal charges.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But on this, just 40
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Good. 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 He deserves every bit of it.
Correct. Traffic, weather, and another. Endless week of news in D.C. Major is next.